What's up, everybody? I'm back. Ooh, let me turn that down. Let me turn that down. What's happening, everybody? I'm back. Maybe some of y'all are receiving some buffers, but yo, let me get that music killed off. And bingo, bango, bongo. It's your boy, Onyx, one more time, going full nerd. I know you haven't seen me in a minute. I know I haven't been around, but I'm no worse for wear. Things, you know, there's ups and downs in life, and sometimes you got to take a moment to handle it. But if you've been following me on the different platforms, whether it's YouTube, Anchor.fm, iTunes, Facebook, all that good stuff, you have been in the know, and you still got that good stuff. Remember, we got the podcast back. The podcast is here, and the podcast does coffee time with your favorite nerd at least 2 days out the week, guaranteed on a Wednesday. So that's what's happening with that. Yo, what's happening to my man, Ron? Glad you popped in on the live stream. Happy belated birthday once again to you. So, what's going on? Otherwise, I've cut off You Now. You Now just wasn't giving me what I needed, and I picked up Anchor.fm. For the audio podcast people, you could download, listen to this in your car. You can ask Siri, you know, tell Siri, hey, Siri, I want to hear the podcast Going Full Nerd Onyx Uncensored. That's what you could do. That's what you could do. And you'll get, it'll bring me up. It'll be like, yes, here he is. And that's what's going on. But yo, this is what happens. This is the way we roll. This is what we do. And bingo. Bango bongo once again. Let's talk about this week's top box office. I know you missed me last week, but this, I'm gonna throw this out here. This week's top box office coming in at number one is your boy Dwayne The Rock Johnson with Rampage. You know my mantra: video game movies suck. But this is the thing. It was number one in the box office this week. Rampage, classic video game with the monkey, the lizard, and the wolf tearing up buildings. And, you know, I just don't know. I haven't checked it out. I think I'm going to make my way to do it. You may get a late movie review on that one. But I will put you on the lookout for my latest review after I finish the top five. And needless to say, unlike the rest of my videos, Black Panther is not in this top five. Coming in the second place is A Quiet Place. The horror movie. Yes, yes, where you don't make a sound. You know, if it was a brother like me, I'd be gone in the first few seconds because I just can't keep my mouth shut. That's what happens. Coming in at number three, horror movie, new to the box office this week, Truth or Dare, followed by Ready Player One, which took a real drop. It was number two last week, dropped down to number four. Egads, that's crazy. But anyway, and coming in at number five, the teen comedy where you can't see me, John Cena, Blockers. I'm not even going to call what the movie really is, but it's Blockers, about some parents doing parent things to their kids going to prom. And I'll leave it at that. So this is the deal. Everyone is hyped up on Infinity War. Infinity War comes out 2 weeks, man. Yo, not next week this time, but the week after. 2 weeks. We will be sitting here going, oh my goodness. No, they didn't do that. No, they didn't do that. So, yo, I'm with you on this. I look at other videos out there. I see a lot of people and they like, yo, You going to talk about that Infinity War? Nope, let's not talk about Infinity War. But we're going to talk about a few things on This Week in Nerd News. Yes, yes, y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? All right, I'm going to drop this on you. Disney, they dropped the trailer. Solo, a Star Wars story. They dropped the trailer, as you know, since the last time we spoke. And I'm going to throw it out there. The coolest thing, the smoothest thing that I took out that whole trailer, you know, I wasn't digging the music. The music didn't get me. You know, it had that little bow, 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 twang to it. I was like, yeah, you're not dragging me in. That's some old American Graffiti, Happy Days, Ron Howard. Oh, he is the director. My bad. You know, that's what's going down with that. But the coolest thing that I saw in that trailer, other than Chewbacca, yeah, my boy Chewbacca, finding out he was at least 190 years old at that point. But this is the thing. Donald Glover, you know, Childish Gambino. Let me throw it out there. My man, Childish Gambino, with a Cat Williams perm, looking like or playing a young Lando Calrissian. Y'all ain't hear me. Hold on, let me get my Billy D. Williams Lando Calrissian voice. You don't know how smooth that looked. He had that Cat Williams perm, fried, lied, and died to the side. That's right. That's what he was doing. Now, if somebody could get me a picture of him with a 40-ounce, a Colt 45, I'm down. I could get down with that. I could get with that. So come on, somebody, one of you Photoshop gurus, hook it up. I need him with a 40-ounce of Colt 45. Yo, he was smooth. Also on the Disney front, Incredibles 2 is coming. I'm going to throw that out there. Yo, I know everybody's talking Infinity War, and I'm excited. But I'm actually just as excited, if not more excited, for Incredibles 2. Yo, y'all don't feel me on this one. I mean, the original Incredibles movie was the Fantastic Four movie that we as fans deserved. You know? I mean, you had the whole superhero family dynamic film. Dash, Violet, Elastigirl, Mr. Incredible. You know, the little Jack. Come on, that was hot. That was hot. That was on fire. You know, Jack was on fire 10 syndrome, but that's a whole different story. And if you haven't seen the original Incredibles, you are fired. Let me throw that out there. You're fired. So check it out, though. This is how we're going to rock it. So now, the last bit of Disney news comes from the Netflix side of the house. Yo, Netflix has renewed Jessica Jones for season 3. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm actually happy. You know, because there's a ton of people who love this series, myself included. I really dig Jessica Jones on Netflix. I like that show. That show is hot fire to me. But there are some people, little closed-minded, little shallow. They don't dig it like that, you know. But it getting renewed for a third season shows you. It shows you how good it is. So that should be a lesson to all of you. Think deep. Look at good television. It's not about just, it's a laser gun. No, it's not all about that. You got to have story. You got to have depth. You got to have character development. That gives it to you. That's high fire. Your boy likes it, digs it. And, by the way, you know, since it's season 3, here comes Hellcat. Yo, I'm going to spoil it, because if you ain't finished watching it right now, you're wrong. Yo, here comes Hellcat. I'm going to tell you, Patsy Walker, here comes Hellcat. Let's leave it at that. I want to see how they adapt this one. Let's see how this rolls out. I hope they don't do this. Do not mix Hellcat with Tigra. Let me say this again, Netflix, Marvel, do not mix Hellcat with Tigra for the Netflix series. Please do not. I will reference this video if y'all do that on Jessica Jones season 3 when that eventually hits the ground running. Because if I see old girl in a darn, Tigra outfit, it's going to go down. What do I think they're going to do with Iron Fist season 2? You know what? That last they saw Cun Lun in shambles. I can't wait to see that. You know, I think they're going to have him fight his boy again. You know, maybe, I don't know, more hand. I really can't tell you. It would be kind of nice, and I will get to that in a little bit. But it would be kind of nice if they could solidify that Fox deal and get some of that other, you know, some of that get down with, like, maybe some of the hand showing up doing that thing, you know. But that's just me, just putting it out there. But yo, let's go over to Warner Brothers. You know, I see I got my Superman shirt on. So Warner Brothers DC Comics. I'm gonna jump on you for a hot second. We got two things, and it's two things that are not good. Warner Brothers, DC Comics, do y'all need your boy to come on out to y'all offices and help a brother out? Yo, I'm just letting you know. Come talk to me. I'm here for you. Please, before y'all get to Ava DuVernay doing New Guys, come holler at your boy, because stuff like this is wrong. Horribly wrong. Wrong, wrong. Okay. What is this? It's April? It's April. We getting movie premieres. We getting all this. Yo, and there's still... Wait a minute. I'm looking for him. Where is he? What is that? Is that? Hold on. You see this? You see this? Let me get my audio back in my ear. Do you see it? You see this? This is the most I've seen of Aquaman for a movie that's getting ready to come out this year. Where the hell is my Aquaman trailers? Where the hell is my Aquaman set photos? I know they made an announcement about an actor playing a character, but no. We're talking April. This thing is supposed to be out in October. Is it October or November? Later this year. And I ain't seen trailer, picture, cookie, toy, you know, Happy Meal, nothing. Nothing. Yo, y'all getting cold feet on me? That's what that is? Y'all getting cold feet on me? Come on, Warner Brothers. Then, let's get to item number two. Let's get to item number two. Let's get to something that really upset me. You know what upset me? I'm going to tell you what upset me. I'm going to tell you what really grinds my gears. The Titans. Have you seen the live action Titans photos? Have you seen the set photos? Okay, let me tell you what Warner Brothers did. They dropped this hot picture of Robin, you know, looking like he getting ready to drop the next hottest R&B cover. You know, he was like, you know, hey, Life in Gotham, you know, he got that little look. Then they dropped this too smooth picture of Hawk and Dove, you know, looking real good, stylized costumes, looking comic book accurate, looking on point, on fire. Woo, like, yes, cool me down, because this is nice. Then what happens? Then they show some set photos showing Beast Boy with green hair, no green skin. They show Raven looking just busted. Then let's talk about old girl playing Starfire. There was a little animosity by comic book fans that, you know, wait a minute, they got this black chick playing Starfire. Oh my gosh, how they gonna, but you know, CGI, a little makeup, you know. I mean, Zoe Saldana is green in Avengers, you know, we make it do what it do, right? Karen Gillian, what's her name? That Nebula, she blue, you know, so it don't matter, you know. It don't matter what you look like on the outer appearance. We're going to see what they look like. But they posted this set photo. They got this wig on old girl. And they got this dress on old girl. Somebody posted on Instagram saying she looked like she was from an episode of Hookers on the Point. I lost all of it. I freaked out. I was like, yo, y'all ain't have to be that cruel, that crucial, but it was true. Okay? Yo, I hope there's some CGI. I hope there's some CGI, some digital, some, you know, some overlays. There's cosplay that look better than what they did on that. Yo, she looked like a broke hooker from 1970s 42nd Street. I'm just saying. 42nd Street in 1970, that's what she looked like. That's, yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Warner Brothers, I'm putting it out there for you. One more time. Okay? One more time. Please, I beg of you, call somebody with some comic book knowledge. Just because you own DC Comics does not mean you know everything about comic books. You guys, you know, if you cater to the fans, just a little bit. I'm not asking you to make it, you know, I mean, you do so well on the animated features. You do so well. The animated features are so awesome. They are so good. And then you do this on live action. Really? Work with me on this one. Okay? I'm just saying. Work with me. All right? Let me do that. Let me do that. All right. Oh, gosh. What am I? Let me pull this up. Now, here it goes. This is what I'm going to go ahead and do. I'm going to throw this out here. All right. I'm going to throw this out here. And this is going to be the thing. This is what's up. We're going to talk a little bit about this merger. We're going to talk a little bit about Disney and Fox, because we haven't talked about Disney and Fox in a while, okay? They had a town hall meeting at 20th Century Fox. Let me say this again. 20th Century Fox, okay? Let's think about this, all right? I'm going to say this, okay? Now, they had a meeting. And they said a few things. They said this deal, this merger, is going to be finished in, say, maybe about 2 full years. That's what Disney CEO says. Probably 2 full years will be good. All right. Fox president Peter Rice and said, you know, it should be complete, along with, you know, about Bob Iger. They said it should be complete, should be done by the summer of 2019. Not this summer, next summer. All right? So we gonna have this. This is good. This is good. This might be the thing, okay? This might be the thing. And this is the part that gets me. You know it's going to be done because they didn't push back so many movies. They push back New Mutants. They push back X-Men Dark Phoenix because you know they're getting ready to do some things. They're getting ready to do some damage. And they're going to drop something. And they're going to drop something so hard that we're going to freak out. We're going to be like, yo, is this it? This is what we do. This is going to be on fire. But that's cool. So let's let that proceed along. Let's let that roll. So, yo, we coming into the end of my 20-minute broadcast. That's what I'm going to do. My 20-minute broadcast. That's what I'm going to cut it short because I got to get ready for the work week. I got a plan now. I got to finish watching Lost in Space on Netflix so I could drop that nostalgic review because, you know, I like old school and I like to see what they do new school before I start fussing about how Hollywood is not, you know, creative anymore and they don't create from the heart. They just go ahead and retread old school stuff. But we're going to save that for the video drop on its own. But anyway, make sure you continue to check me out here on youtube.com/goingfullnerd, like it reads on my hat. please make sure you go on the Twitter and follow my Twitter handle. That is at Onyx, O-N-Y-X-X-X-1969. Or you can also check out the Facebook group Going Full Nerd. And you can check me out on iTunes and via the Anchor FM podcast app for something a little outside of the nerd realm, a little motivation with Coffee Time with your favorite nerd, which you get an audio replay on the YouTube channel for those who can't find it. So, as always, I like to leave you all with these kind words. If you can't say nothing nice to somebody, don't say nothing at all. Let me say it. And peace. And I'm out of here. Shout out to everybody that dropped in. My boy Ron, Otto Young. Shout out to my niece Alexis. And I'm out of here. Peace. Let's get that music. Let's get that music. Let's get that music. And boom. Oh yeah, that's how I roll.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.